I got those personally because it's Empire Electric's changing their name to Liberty Utilities, who bought them out a couple of years ago. And so they're going to do this study. But personally, I need to sign those myself. But on the county, the one that's the cemetery out, I couldn't find who. When it's a private cemetery, sometimes they put that in the name of Kane County. And I couldn't find who owned that family cemetery. So I myself would be reluctant. I know it's just a drilling of so many inches, but I'd be reluctant to admit anybody.
Have you given this to Travis?
I don't know.
I'll give it to Nikki to give to Travis. Have you talked to the recorder on when that was deeded over to the county?
I'm trying to think. I went in there. Honestly, I can't remember.
I just give it to Travis and Nikki, and you might ask Mr. Dixon about it. Then we can find out exactly what it is. I'd say you're right. But we just need to find out, make sure that we can. I guess my question is, can we legally sign for it?
It's in our name, but
there's a lot of stuff.
Even at that, I just wouldn't authorize anyone to go drill in the cemetery. Myself.
Okay. Well, yeah, we need to find out what the requirements are. And okay. I would just go with Mr. Elliott and through Nikki. And
okay, we need to move back up to accounts payable. We've got one that Ms. Wyatt couldn't approve, and I was...
Is that the 450602?
Yes.
Move to approve check number 450602.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got two separate court orders. One of them is a personal property paid abatement. Its abatement number is 300251. It is a 2017 year court order. Refund. Vehicle was taken off of the thing because it was a leased company and assessed incorrectly.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's what was on the piece of paper, Mr.
Schofield gave me. The jury call a vote.
I haven't.
I believe. Okay.
I didn't hear you vote.
Did he call the vote? Yeah, you called the vote.
No, I did.
Did you get everybody's approval or denial? Okay. On the next one is a real estate abatement.
Hold on one second. I don't think he's... I don't know that Ms. Wyatt's voted, and I don't know that Mr. Schofield is
okay, I call
confirmed
vote.
Or denied the passing of it.
You make the motion to approve this, and I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay. Now, Wesley, go ahead.
The next one I have is a real estate abatement. Abatement number 203741. It is for a clerical error, and it is a for the tax year of 2017. The property should have been marked as a void. I believe it was a
combined
parcel.
Label is Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today. Thank you.
And I guess you may need to, Miss White, you might want to leave again because the check that we approved was the wrong check number. Do you want to say that we're going to go to that?
All right, we're going to go back to accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 450601.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just let them know that 02 doesn't get paid twice. That's...
All right. And then I need to...
That's a joke.
Okay. Go back up on the agenda to... Letter of Appointment to Tourism Community Enhancement District from June 25th. All we have is a prepared letter to show who we appointed. They wanted a letter.
They sent an email saying they had to have a formal letter from us of the appointment.
It was made, yeah. Do we need to...
If we read that letter, that will give the dates. We didn't know what dates they...
Well, the letter is telling that the appointee that we appointed them, do we need to send... Is a letter required to send to...
It needs to go to the tourism board.
So the letter needs to be written to the tourism board that this is whom we've selected. Yes. So we need to rewrite that letter.
Yeah. Oh, go on. Yeah, I guess we really need
it. Did we get a sample of the letter?
Pardon?
As to why it was made in this way. Who drafted the letter?
I had one of the girls to draft.
Okay.
I just sent an email asking could they draft a letter to the...
Move to have a letter drafted and signed by Commissioner Schofield stating that Mr. Chris Meyer has been appointed to the Tourism Community Enhancement District Board and then sent to that board.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
We got an email from them saying that they had to have a letter, a formal letter on their letterhead from us accepted. So I just sent that to the staff and asked if they would.
Didn't you say that the letter needs to be addressed to the board?
I just sent the email to them.
So we don't know what it needs to say.
It will need to go, I'm sure, to the tourism.
What my motion did is allowed them.
Yes, and it was good.
It'll either allow this to work. Or if we have to draft a new one, for that one to work as well.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Because I know time is of the essence.
Yeah, I just want to explain why.
Right.
All right.
I was just trying to make sure we got it covered today. And
we did.
He was able to get the meeting and be a... I guess he went to one and they wouldn't let him participate.
Yeah.
Even though...
I've never
looked at the bylaws, so I don't know. But
we tried to look and find out the term he's appointed, and you couldn't tell.
Okay. I'll say once we make the appointment, the motion's made, we've done it. I could be wrong. Anyways.
All right. We'll recess until 10 o'clock. We'll be upstairs for a Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion.
Good morning, Mrs. Moore.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay.
My mind was
out of my office.